Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. Up next is the audiobook by Dr. Billy Brim, The Blood and the Glory, read by her daughter Shelley Brim. This classic teaching will guide you to discover the truth about the blood of Jesus and the glory of God. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to find out more on Billy Brim Ministries' next authority conference hosted near Tulsa, Oklahoma, April 27th through the 29th. This is a free special Tulsa, Oklahoma event. For more information, visit billybrim.org or call 417-336-4877.
You will see this in these excerpts from Mrs. C. Newsom's teaching entitled, Resisting the Devil. She says, "Faith in the blood of Jesus and in what God has said in His Word, when exercised in testimony against the devil, will always cause him to flee. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 9 says, we are to be steadfast in resisting the devil. We are never once to think he can remain or keep evil upon us, because God has said that if we resist him, he will flee, and God's word cannot fail. So there is only one thing to see to, and that is to resist the devil until he goes, be the long time or short. Your own mouth can hasten the victory greatly. God says in Mark 11:23, you shall have what you say if you do not doubt. Say, I refuse to have this sickness. No matter how much Satan tries to make you feel or see it. The Word tells us that the blood overcomes Satan and that he does flee. Plant your feet upon these truths. Use the remedy and never relax until victory comes. It must come because God has said it will. I arose one morning and found that I could not stand. I reeled like a drunkard. I said, this is of you, Satan. I hold the blood against you and declare on God's word that it does now overcome you and that you do now flee. The enemy was stubborn, but I continued to believe and repeat what I said until every trace of the trouble was gone. I then did a full day's hard work and have had no return of the evil. Again, Mrs. Newsom gives this account. A lady resisted smallpox for herself and family. One of them broke out with it. But she seated herself by the bed and told God she would not cease to resist until the disease went. Every bit of the disease disappeared, and no one else took it. She resisted steadfastly and found him faithful who had promised. Again, Mrs. Newsom gives this account. I have found that as I continually meet Satan with the blood and never release until he flees, the blood works quickly and more powerfully. I am sure it will do the same for you, dear reader, if you will set to your seal that God is true and that the blood is infallible and his promises sure. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 says, be not weary, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. God's time is now, and if you are all right, you should have immediate victory. But you must begin with a fixed purpose, never to stop, until you have full victory. Jesus won it for you on the cross, and all you have to do is to hold fast without a doubt, or waver, or weakening, until it is felt and seen. God the Almighty once says, you shall reap if you do not faint. which means ceasing to believe and to resist or becoming less earnest and persistent. The more stubborn Satan is, the more earnest and persistent you must be. Rachel T. Fitiller, a woman used by God in prevailing prayer for 50 years now, told me, "People quit too soon." The old-timers I read after kept the blood applied until they saw the victory they knew was theirs. Grace Roos expresses it well from her own and others' experiences. Grace says this, "For all that is wrong in your life and circumstances begin to declare, there is power in the blood of Jesus to set everything right, Satan. Satan, I declare to you that His atoning blood works now to minister defeat to every evil work of yours and to bring it down to nothing. Declare it. The saints in Revelation overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of testimony. What worked for them works for us also. God's word is eternal truth. Satan recognizes your advantage over him. He will seek to shake your stand, but refuse to be shaken. He will try to shove you off the rock into the quicksands of feelings, but refuse to be shoved. Stand firm and testify of your victory until you have it in your hand." A prayer warrior was taking a strong stand against the enemy. Weary with the stubborn opposition she was meeting, she prayed, "Lord, what can I do?" The voice of the Lord deep within replied, "You do not need to hold out against the enemy. He has to hold out against you. Satan is already defeated, and he must defend his bluff of strength and victory over and over again. While we share in Christ's victory over him, and we have all the advantage." This is written from better than 20 years of experience. Tremendous victories have been realized as we refuse to budge from our position of faith. About 6 or 7 years ago, my husband had a mole on his right temple that became badly infected. As weeks passed, it grew progressively worse. Pains began to shoot down his chin and behind the right eye, burning and itching, a real cause for concern. Together we prayed and believed for its healing. Then daily, by faith, we applied the blood of Jesus to this tormented spot, ministering death to its continuance, binding its power to remain. We recognized it to be the work of Satan, part of the curse our Lord Jesus delivered us from, and thus we claimed our exemption. Refusing to accept this curse daily as the months rolled by, the day came when my husband reached for the mole out of pure habit, and it was gone. It had dropped off sometime during the day. All that remained was a tiny scar showing where it had been. My husband has often used this illustration. Two generals were discussing their respective armies. One said, "My men are the bravest soldiers in the world." The other replied, "My men may not be the bravest soldiers, but they will stay in the battle 15 minutes longer than any others." As Christians, we may not be the bravest people, but God has so equipped us that by His grace and Spirit, we can withstand the enemy or outlast him in his stubborn stand. One thing we must understand, whether we see it or not, the blood of Jesus undermines Satan's structure of lies. Satan covers up. He bluffs to the very last, hoping to get you to believe God's word does not work for you. God has told us to stand and then withstand, Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 14. And He has made clear in His word just how to go about it. If we do not heed his instructions, preferring our own method of warfare, he will permit us to reap the defeat that is waiting for us. There is no substitute for God's battle strategy. Mark it down. Our total victory is in the powerful virtues of the blood of Jesus. Society's problems running rampant in the 21st century are not more powerful than the blood of Jesus. Where one has God-given authority in your own life, in the lives of your children, for pastors in the lives of their flock, etc., any stronghold of Satan can be destroyed by holding the blood of Jesus upon it. Christian parents are not powerless against demons of drugs. Preventative action can be taken with the training up of the child in the way he should go. Preventative action can be taken with the Word of God and the blood of Jesus daily in our mouth, speaking boundaries Satan cannot cross. But if Satan has gained a stronghold through drugs or whatever into your child, you can hold the blood of Jesus against him as you have learned to do here until he flees. Your child doesn't even have to be with you. Meditate upon scriptures concerning the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus until they are real to you. Then, when you sense you've got it, make your move. Rise up and say, "In the name of Jesus, I hold the blood of Jesus against you demons of drugs or whatever that have lodged in my child's mind and body. Jesus defeated you, and now in his name, I hold his blood against you, and you have to flee." Then, keep the blood applied. How? By faith. Remember, faith is in two places, in your heart and in your mouth. Mark chapter 11, verse 23, Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. Because you believe in your heart, you say it with your mouth, and you keep saying it until the demons give up, which they must do. This is not prayer. This is taking your God-given authority over Satan and his forces. This is overcoming the devil. In January 1995, a beautiful young career woman from New York told me how she persevered in holding the blood against a long entrenched condition in her body. She had suffered with several ruptured discs in her spine for 5 years. Her roommate told me the pain was terrible to watch. Her friend could not lift the coffee pot or open the heavy door to their apartment. The young victim's medical history included 4 MRIs, and the doctor's conclusion that she must have surgery.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you just heard was from Dr. Billy Brim's audiobook, The Blood and the Glory, read by her daughter, Shelley Brim. Live near Tulsa, Oklahoma, April 27th through the 29th. Join Dr. Billy Brim for our authority conference at our home church in a glorious church fellowship. Save the dates and make your plans now to join the upcoming Authority Conference near Tulsa, April 27th through the 29th. Joining Dr. Billy Brim in these powerful meetings will be Chip and Shelley Brim. For more information about the Tulsa Area Authority Conference, visit billybrim.org or call 417-336-4877.